Hello?
Hello. Hello, Michael Thompson.
Speaking.
How you doing today, sir?
All right.
Awesome. My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age?
Almost 50.
Okay, with that. Okay, so it's from 40 to 50, correct?
Yeah.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 from a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not motivated at all. 10, extremely motivated. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
10.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
What specifically makes you say that?
The economy.
Hello?
The economy.
Oh, the economy, okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K through 12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform. Your top
two. Protecting democracy.
Okay.
Protecting democracy
and freedom.
And reproductive rights.
Which is the other one?
Reproductive rights.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, correct?
Yeah, that one and...
And fighting for our democracy.
Democracy. Yeah.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Could you repeat that?
Do you disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thinking about race relations in America today? Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse?
Yeah.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Not often.
Not often. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Depends on which people.
Fewer or more? Or the same?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. And 50, neither warm, neither cold. If you don't have an opinion or never heard of them, just let me know. The first one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Donald Trump. How would you rate your feelings about Donald Trump?
What's the scale again?
0, very cold and unfavorable. 100, very warm and favorable. You can use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel.
0.
Joe Biden.
Eighty.
How much?
80.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. It's scale 0 to 50 or 0 to 100?
Yeah. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
80.
80, okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
0.
The Democratic Party?
80.
Kamala Harris?
85.
Taylor Swift?
50.
The NAACP?
90.
I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Cornel West, Independent, Donald Trump, Republican, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very, somewhat, not so, not worried at all.
Very.
Very worried. I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Immigrants contribute more to America than what they take. Would you agree or disagree with that one?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree? Strongly or
disagree?
Somewhat?
Strongly.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
I truly thank you, sir. We're almost done. Okay? Just stay with me just 1 to 2 minutes, okay? In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Let me repeat you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these two statements do you agree with more? Statement A or
statement B? Second one. Statement B.
Somewhat more or strongly more?
Strongly more.
Now, let me read to you a list of things that people say, some people say, are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that they are extremely important, 5, somewhat, 0, not important at all. The first one, quality from K to 12th grade education. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
Religious freedom.
5.
Free and fair elections.
10.
A strong military.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Traditional family values.
3.
Affordable health care.
10.
Secure borders.
8.
Let me read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, and 0, you do not agree at all. The first one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Would you agree from 0 to 10? How much do you agree with it?
10.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree?
10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again or now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not all motivated. 10, extremely motivated to vote.
10.
10. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very liberal?
Very.
I'm sorry?
Very.
Very, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Suburban?
Urban.
Oh, urban. Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.